All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are getting ready to take a look at something else here. You know, we have relationships, right? Relationships. Now, for those of you who are already married, particularly ladies, whether you are in your 20s, your late teens, your 30s, whether you are married, unmarried, when it comes to the right kind of man for you, what kind of man are you looking for? Well, more specifically, what kind of man are you looking for? Particularly, let's say, do you prefer a man who really is into the books? I mean, he really, really likes to read. And not only does he like to read, but he likes to read different subjects. He'll pick up a science book. He'll pick up a fiction book. Just as quick to pick up a book dealing with political science or social studies, current events, as he is to pick up a book dealing with biology. What's your preference? How about this? Do you prefer a man who's really into sports? And of course, now when we say really into sports, we need to be asking ourselves, okay, now what exactly do you mean by that? What do you mean when you say into sports? Do you mean a man who really, really finds it easy to spend 4 or 5 hours, 6 hours per week watching the games? Or do you mean someone who spends a little bit of time watching the games, but spends even more time playing the games, whether it's rugby, volleyball, football? He's sure enough into the sports. He plays the sports. What kind of man are you looking for? Well, let me share with you something that Dr. Syed with Psychology Today is saying about women and, well, women's desires. Of course, we know that romance novels offer a wonderful medium for studying women's preferred male archetypes. That's a topic that's been investigated extensively by Dr. Catherine Salmon and Marianne Fisher. One of the things that Dr. Syed does is explore the Darwinian roots of products of popular culture, including romance novels and books, The Evolutionary Basis of Consumption and The Consuming Instinct, What Juicy Burgers, Ferraris, Pornography, and Gift-Giving Reveal About Human Nature. Not surprisingly, short, unemployed, pear-shaped men with high-pitched nasal voices, as far as the women are concerned, are not the epitome of manhood. This is as far as the women are concerned now. This is based on, you know, their studies. For a lot of women, if that man is short, unemployed, has a pear-shaped body, and a high-pitched nasal voice, he is not the epitome of manhood. On the other hand, the tall neurosurgeon, who happens to also be a count, who exhibits an impeccably symmetric six-pack, and who wrestles alligators during his spare time for fun, that is the epitome of manhood, according to a lot of women. Ladies, when you start thinking about and or talking about your ideal man, what do you begin to describe first? That man's character traits that you're looking for? The man, not a particular man, just any man in general. Do you start talking about and thinking about, be honest now, do you start thinking about and talking about character traits first? Or do you start talking about physical appearance first? Do you say, just generally speaking, you want a man who looks good? And then you start mentioning character traits, or do you give a long list of physical features? I want him to be so many. I want him to be this height. I want him to be this weight. I want him to be this complexion. I want them to have a six pack. Do you start giving that list of physical features before you begin to mention character traits? Now, as I've said before, whether we're male or female, doesn't matter. It's not wrong to want to be married to someone, to be associated with someone who you consider attractive, physically attractive. There's nothing wrong with that. Actually, I mean, most people who want to be involved in an intimate relationship prefer to be involved with someone they consider physically attractive. Doesn't matter what the rest of their peers think, what the rest of their family think, as long as he or she finds that person attractive, they're good. Well, how about this? You mentioned a couple of physical traits, but then you really start this long list of character traits. I want the person to be someone who has a good sense of humor. I want the man to be someone who is patient. I want him to be kind but strong. I want him to be a person who's intelligent and is a good decision maker. You know, and on it can go. What do you tend to emphasize the most? And what do you tend to focus on first? Generally speaking, because that can change from time to time. I understand that today we may be focusing first on character traits. The next three or four times that we think about it, we may focus on the physical traits. My guess is we would probably, I mean, if we know that we were looking for someone who we consider to be physically attractive, we probably do well from there to really zero in on character traits. Again, now, I'm just saying, once you've decided that it does matter to you whether or not the person is someone you consider to be physically attractive, okay, cool. You may not need to spend a whole lot more time on that. Because you know, you'll know when you see the person, whoever he is, whether or not you consider him to be physically attractive. That won't take long at all. Now, when it comes to the character traits, men, that's a much tougher job. That is a much tougher job. Matter of fact, I've heard some women say that they will go ahead and put their best foot forward, and I mean really present themselves as being a queen, a great person to be with, great character traits, etc., until they got the man. And then once they get him, then they show the man who they really are. I've heard women say that. They go ahead and stop trying to impress the man, and they let the man see the real them. Men and women do that. Not just men. Men and women do that. Put forth that good foot until they decide it's no longer necessary to show the good foot. Then they bring out the bad foot. So that's why I say, you know, if you know already that you're looking for someone who you will consider to be physically attractive, that will be easy enough to nail down, boom, in a heartbeat. But nail down the character traits. Be specific about what kind of character traits you want or may even insist on. Part of the reason that some people keep getting connected with the same wrong kind of person over and over again, it's because they don't pay enough attention. They don't give enough thought to character traits that are a must, that are absolutely necessary. Yeah, so we know what we're looking for physically. I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be this exact height, this exact weight. When you see a person you consider physically attractive, you will know you're looking at someone who you consider to be physically attractive. So deal with the more complicated part. Spend more time and energy with that, character traits. All right, so that said, the tall neurosurgeon versus the short, unemployed, pear-shaped man. The male archetype might be extreme, but it speaks to key attributes that women desire in an ideal man, including intelligence, nurturance. Isn't that interesting? Nurturance. A lot of women who are looking for a man who nurtures. Now, the reason that, you know why I'm saying that's interesting, right? Yeah. We hear it said so often that women are the nurturers and men are the disciplinarians. Can you imagine how crazy it would be to look for a quality that a gender just does not have? I mean, you hear what I'm saying, right? It is said that men are not nurturers. Men are disciplinarians. The women are the nurturers and not the disciplinarians. So if you want a nurturer, you got to go to women. But yet women look for men who are nurturers. Now, how is that? Well, let's just be honest. We know that the truth is a lot of men are nurturers, just like a lot of women are not nurturers. So it makes sense that even if it's on a subconscious level, women recognize that there are a lot of male nurturers. It makes sense that they would look for nurturance in their ideal man. Social status, athleticism, physical dominance, and risk taking. These are some of the qualities that a lot of women look for in men. You often hear the brain versus brawn dichotomy, as though the man is going to have one or the other. Ideally, a man should possess all of the relevant qualities along both dimensions. He should be intelligent, and he can be physically on top of things. Let's look at this some more when we come back. And again, we that's what we're looking at, what women are looking for. Let's take a more in-depth look at physical related traits like height or facial symmetry. Well, evolutionary psychologists have found that women place differential import on these depending on the situation at hand. For example, if they're seeking a short-term versus a long-term mate, fertile versus non-fertile phase of the menstrual cycle. Mm-hmm. Where is the lady with regards to her menstrual cycle when she's, well, you know, kind of interested in a member of the opposite sex? A 2012 study published in Personality and Individual Differences, authored by Gail Brewer and Sharon Howarth, suggests that the latter temporal effect might not always apply. The researchers actually explored women's ratings of an average-looking man who was otherwise described in one of four ways. Okay, now remember now, he's average-looking. I know that can be subjective, but average-looking. Here are the four ways in which that each of these men were rated. Number one, they play no sports. Number two, they play sports, but only on a casual basis. Number three, they play competitively in non-aggressive sports. Or number four, he plays competitively in aggressive sports. So let me give those to you again. Right, average looking men, that's what's the common denominator here. Average looking. Now, here are the four categories. Number one, the man plays no sports. He's average looking, but plays no sports. Number two, he's average looking. He does play sports, but only on a casual basis. Number three, he's average looking, and he plays competitively, but in non-aggressive sports. Then, numero cuatro, he's average looking, but plays competitively in aggressive sports. No information was provided about what might constitute aggressive. For example, boxing versus non-aggressive sports, such as badminton. Female participants evaluated one of four versions of a color facial photo of the male target corresponding to the latter four descriptions of sports participation. The man was assessed in terms of his attractiveness as well as his desirability for a wide range of relationships, one of those relationships being a dating relationship, another being a sexual relationship, another being a long-term relationship, another being marriage, and then another being parenthood. Each measure was captured on a 10-point Likert scale, with higher scores corresponding to greater attractiveness and desirability for a relationship. Without getting into all the statistical details, this is what the general pattern was. Across all relationship types, for short-term and long-term mating, men who did not participate in sports or who did it only casually were judged as the least desirable, while those who played competitively in aggressive sports were judged as the most attractive. What do you think about that, ladies and gentlemen? The men who were average looking, all of them were average looking, remember, but those who played sports and played competitively in aggressive sports, not just played competitively in non-aggressive sports, played competitively in aggressive sports, they were judged as the most attractive. That doesn't mean they were the most attractive, but that's the way the women judged them. So what's the bottom line? Well, based on the study, with all other things being equal, men who are athletic, competitive, and physically dominant or aggressive, as captured by their ability to participate in aggressive sports, are desired by women for relationships across the full spectrum of commitments, from just a casual date all the way up to parenthood. Remember, we were talking about a dating relationship, a sexual and a dating relationship, just going out on a date, is just about dinner or it's just about the movie. Dating relationship, sexual relationship, long-term relationship, marriage, and parenthood. Running that full gamut, whether the lady was interested in just a date, just sex, marriage, parenthood, that full spectrum, the men, they judged, these women judged that the men who participated in aggressive sports were the ones who were most desirable, most attractive. All right, ladies, where do you fall in there? All right, stay with me. More on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. in just a few.